You're listening to Brad Jones on W8FM. Today, my guest is Michael Sorey. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Brad.
So, could you briefly explain what is the Peace Corps? What does it do?
Well, the Peace Corps is a United States government organization that was founded in the early 1960s by President John Kennedy. The purpose of the Peace Corps is to recruit Americans of all ages to work as volunteers in countries overseas.
Did the Peace Corps give you any special training?
I had a very good training program. I was really quite pleased with it. I joined the Peace Corps in 1971, straight out of university, and we underwent about a 10-week in-country training program.
Were there advantages or disadvantages to doing this with the Peace Corps?
Now, some people do prefer to go on their own, and that's fine, because you have far greater flexibility as to where you could work, for example. In my case, I was assigned. But we have to consider that when you're on your own, you're on your own, and you don't always have the support network to fall back upon if you are sick, or in an accident, or have problems with the bureaucracy. So it's, as we say, it's a trade-off. You're trading flexibility for this lack of support network.
Is the Peace Corps' approach to their programs changing at all?
The great majority of people who went into Peace Corps in my day, back in the early 70s, were people like myself, straight out of university. These days, Peace Corps is recruiting older people, a lot of retirees, who have had full careers in teaching, or in nursing, or in agriculture. And I think Peace Corps is being a bit more selective now about the type of people they recruit, because more and more, the countries, I think, are becoming a little savvier also. They're looking for more specific skills, older people with a longer range of experience than some young man straight out of university. So I would applaud the Peace Corps for that.
How did your experience relate to the way that the media often portrays Muslim nations these days?
Well, I think we have to understand, when looking at any culture through the media or through a university classroom, we're always getting a very, very narrow perspective. And even as a 21-year-old university student, I think I was savvy enough to know that. And so, one of the reasons I wanted to go there was, basically, to see for myself. Even then, I understood that if you really want to know, you have to go. And so I did. And what I discovered was that the average Moroccan, underneath this layer of a very different culture, is not unlike the average anybody. He's worried about making a living. He's worried about educating his children, providing for their future, providing for his old age, keeping employed. In other words, they worry very much about the same mundane things that everybody else does.
Well, Michael, that was very interesting. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Brad. My pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that Michael believes about the Peace Corps? Number 27. What does Michael say about when he was a university student?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。